ladies and gentlemen, to the Vinnie Eastwood Show on AmericanFreedomRadio.com and incidentally, the VinnieEastwoodShow.com, proudly brought to you in collaboration with GorillaMedia.co.nz, New Zealand's unconventional news. Speaking of unconventional news, I'm feeling very, very alert at this particular point in time because I guess it's another week trying to haymaker some very, very nasty individuals that are currently coursing their way through New Zealand at this particular time. And there's been a lot of talk about protest. I mean, a lot of events organised by, you know, different leftist and rightist groups alike. There's a lot of discord among the general New Zealand community on a wide-ranging base of issues, which almost every single one I can agree with, because everything is effed. And if you deny it, you are a absolute conspiracy denier, to be sure. Now, everybody knows that everything's effed, but not everybody has caught on to the fact that they're all interconnected and they're all related. Okay? It's something that the human being has done that a lot of other people have not basically had any real hope of accomplishing. It's seeing patterns. When something happens, wonder about it. Don't just think for a moment and then just go, oh, well, you know, I'm not going to bother going into that because it's, you know, it's not worth my time. I mean, hell, I do that myself, don't I? You know, and we're all walking contradictions. But point is, as long as you got a, as long as you're willing to look at something that's actually shown to you, and as far as I'm concerned, unless something is of particular concern, like if it concerns your life or the life of your community, you should be concerned. But if it's something that you in particular are going to then latch onto as a reason to fight back against the establishment of whatever, and I don't. People call me anti-establishment. Truth is, I'm really not. I'd like to have an established society. What we have currently doesn't qualify. I mean, if anything, it's destabilizing everything. Inequality, lies, manipulation, media progenitors of info packages designed to slice into your mind and corrupt you from within. You're listening to the Vinnie Eastwood Show on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And incidentally, the Vinnie Eastwood Show.com, proudly brought to you in collaboration with GorillaMedia.co.nz, New Zealand's unconventional news. We try to bring on Kiwi activists and Americans and you people from the UK and Aussie and wherever the heck you hail from. We're going to bring you here on the air because we're all patriots on the front lines to a new world order. We'll be right back. Back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Vinnie Eastwood Show on AmericanFreedomRadio.com and incidentally the VinnieEastwoodShow.com, proudly brought to you in collaboration with GorillaMedia.co.nz, New Zealand's unconventional news. Our Kiwi collaborator for today as a part of the global resistance against evil, unconstitutional and rather flippant treatment of human rights. My very special guest from New Zealand is Kerry Bevan. I believe he's the president of the Republic of New Zealand Party, if I remember correctly. Kerry, welcome to the program.
Good morning, Vinnie. How are you?
Well, you know my party line, mate, is I'm borderlining on fabulous. So remember in this election, vote fabulous.
Yes, well, we're preparing for towards the coming election here in New Zealand, and beginning to prepare our candidates and driving for a wider membership and registration, and think that we offer a vision for a better New Zealand that has five ways forward, and we require a new start in New Zealand.
Well, yeah, and this is referential to a conversation I had with James Burns on Freedom Files a while ago, I think. We're just talking about the fact that we need to, everything's so screwed that we just need to hit the reset button, you know?
Precisely. Exactly. I agree. We agree entirely, Vinny. We're calling it New Start. Both the major parties here, Labor and National, yesterday's people embedded in their own sexual interest and backward looking. We need to look forward to a much brighter future, and we need a reset, all right? We are saying we need a new start.
Yeah. It's just because everything's so bad. You know, everything everywhere is just bad. You know, if anybody were to look at anything seriously that's going on with government, you'd find
what bad stuff do you want to look at?
I mean, I'd be surprised if I would look at any deeply at any government agency and didn't find enormous amounts of things wrong with the place. I'd be very surprised.
Oh, I wouldn't be surprised either, Vinny. What bad stuff do you want to look at? But I think it's also important to look at a vision for some good stuff. We're trying to build a vision for some good stuff.
But the reason for building the good stuff is to replace the bad stuff, not to combat against it, but to negate it entirely. Come up with something.
New Zealanders sometimes talk, and many of them like to think that we punch above our weight. No, unfortunately, we basically don't. And we need to unleash the real potential of New Zealanders. And the great tragedy of New Zealand has already occurred. We have over 500,000 exiles now who've left, and unfortunately many of them are our brightest and best, and they're not coming back. And the other thing is, there are many home exiles. We now have a growing underclass that are trapped in poverty and disadvantage, and very few real jobs out there, and our economy is stagnating. This is not a good look, Vinny.
Well, and this is the thing. When you look at society with any kind of rational mind, you think to yourself, well, it's pretty insane.
So, yes,
and I guess maybe the public, along with the politicians who lead them, are precisely of the state of mind that would appear that insane stuff is actually quite reasonable. You know?
What you're talking about, I think, Vinny, is, and the quote springs to mind, that the people get the government they deserve. And there are a lot of sleepwalkers, or some people have called New Zealand sheep shaggers. We seem to be almost renowned for our political apathy. I find it incredibly disturbing sometimes. I even speak to people, as I do often, on the footpath about politics. And some people will tell you straight up front, they don't do politics. Well, you've got to be insane, because politics affects every aspect of your life on a daily basis, and you do need to have some opinions and think things through. It's not good enough to be able to just sort of think, I might go down and make up my mind in the booth only hours before. So many New Zealanders seem to be so apathetic about the future of the country. Maybe we're suffering from a kind of sociological depression or something. It alarms me at times.
Well, with the political choice that people have given, what do you expect, you know? I mean, nothing would make you more apathetic than given the choice between Tweedle.
Right again, buddy. You're right on form this morning. With the choices available.
Who's going to stick their thumbs in your freaking eye sockets?
That's right. Well, this is why the real Republicans, as we call ourselves, are attempting to offer a real alternative. And we had recently a constitutional conference here in Auckland for revolutionary reform, and some people get frightened by that word, revolution. Well, in actual fact, we do need a bloody revolution in New Zealand. We need a major wake-up call. And one of my colleagues is taking me to task the other day because it must have been a Freudian slip. I was talking to a group of people, and I said, well, a lot of New Zealanders appear to be the living dead. He said, oh, you can't call them the living dead. How about Kiwi snoozers there? Well, yeah, there are a lot of Kiwi snoozers out there, and they need to wake up. Because New Zealand is teetering on the brink.
No. The average New Zealander is the goodnight Kiwi.
Well, I hear what you're saying. I understand what you're saying.
Everything's fine. We've got your nice snuggly blanket and the cat to keep you company. There's nothing wrong going on. The government's protecting
you. Well, I don't know. New Zealand doesn't seem to be the community that it used to be, say, 20 years ago, Vinny. And people have become more insular. I was talking to a lady the other day, and it really stuck in my mind. She said, we've lost our sense of community. And I think that's true. And
absolutely,
we need to find it again. And it seems that most people now with consumerism and the advance of materialism, they're all caught up in their own acquisition and their own little bubble. Unless a bloody atom bomb drops right on top of their house or their family, they don't seem to want to know. And in that sense, yeah, we are the good night Kiwi. I think there's a lot of truth in that, Vinny. I would agree, unfortunately.
Well, speaking of the good night Kiwi, when you're in your home, when you're in your community, I mean, you've seen New Zealand growing up to this point in time. When did you stop talking to your neighbours?
Well, I never really stopped talking to my neighbours because I've got people who know me, I've got a bit of a reputation as being quite friendly towards my neighbours. I like to know who's living in my neighbourhood, what they're doing, what they're involved in, and I believe, and most people believe in mutual support, and I always draw on a bit out, well, what about things happening in the political area at local and national level? And you need to be a participator in your community and in the future of your country, otherwise, well, you know, you might as well go to sleep permanently. And funnily enough, we now do have the highest suicide rates in the OECD, which is also very disturbing. Far too many New Zealanders are now putting themselves to sleep personally. They're doing it to themselves.
It's a disgrace, Vinny. Yeah. Well, and a lot of it's due to medications. You know, it's the goodnight Kiwi pill.
As I say, if you don't laugh at it, Vinny, it'll make you cry. But our suicide statistics up around 500 a year now. It's a bloody disgrace. And
exactly.
If you don't laugh or whatever, it will reduce you to tears.
You see, and that's the problem we have in this country is that, I can't even define the problem. You know what I mean, Kerry? It's like it's become such a generalized problem. Government, television, medical, everything. Everything is tied into everything. And to classify any particular problem seems a waste of time because we miss the broad picture here about coming from where we are to a clean slate. Now, is that what a republic would really offer the people of New Zealand? Really?
Yes, we do need a cleaning of the slate, yeah. We need a total change in the whole democratic process. We need a constitution that outlines people's human rights and the basic protocols and procedures so that you would have a more real democracy. At the moment, we're captured by celebrity and big money and lower socio-economic depression and apathy. And we need a direct democracy in the sense that important issues like they do in Switzerland should be put to the people at a binding level of 66%. You don't really have a democratic mandate until 2 out of 3 people have approved your plan. So major issues should be put to binding referenda, and also at the local level, you need binding local initiatives. You know, if somebody wants to have a V8 car race in Hamilton, I was down in Hamilton with my Republican friend Jack Gillen down there, who's standing in Hamilton. We discovered that a lot of Hamiltonians don't want the V8 racing around their city, and that in actual fact, $30-odd million of ratepayers' money has been filched from behind closed doors, essentially, for corporates to sell powerful cars when we sure all should be driving hybrid fuel-efficient vehicles. And it also encourages very undesirable driving habits of the boy racers. They're out there killing us. If I have a fear at the moment, it's about driving around on the streets. You're thinking, is somebody going to wipe me out before I'm ready to go? This is a real fear for a lot of people now. And so all of these kind of issues, they need to be more exposed to genuine debate and democratic vote as you get in binding referendums and initiatives. And we need that. We need our assets protected. And I was talking to Penny Bright the other day. She's calling a meeting on Monday the 4th, I think it is, here in Auckland. I forget the venue. Where for various business interests, have captured our assets over time, and they've filched just like when Ameritech owned Telecom. They ripped us off in 1 year for $750 million, the biggest profit, while all us sucker punch Kiwis sat there and let them do it, take control of and filch money from us at outlandish rates. You know, we pay a lot for our phone communication in New Zealand. It's just not on, Vinny.
We pay a lot for our everything in this community, you know.
True.
Your fuel prices are going up.
Yes.
Energy prices is going up. Food prices is going up. Taxes are going up.
Yeah.
Levies on you know, carbon emissions are going up. It's just an endless stack up. Both at the same time, by taxation, plus the global economic crisis, food shortage, and oil crisis.
Yeah.
Boom! This is a freaking mind-blowingly horrific effect that is coming in slow motion here, as far as I'm concerned. During the
last depression... Well, in actual fact, I think the scary thing is it's gathering momentum like a bloody tsunami, Vinny, and this is why we're calling for revolutionary reform. We can't back off on it. It's
desperate times
time.
Call for desperate measures, man. Seriously.
They do.
Everything's
exactly.
Totally
desperate times,
right now.
Exactly. I couldn't agree. Desperate times, we need some desperate measures. We're trying to wake up Kiwis and create a way forward that departs entirely as a break from this whole yesterday scenario. In fact, claiming your identity, we don't need any connection with royalty. What's a 28-year-old boy from England got to do with our problems down here? And all this royalist, sycophantic, fawning behaviour, it's shameful. When are people actually going to grow up and take command of their own community, their own country, grasp their identity and take some vigorous revolutionary reforms in tow and set New Zealand up the way it should be? We're nowhere near our potentials and we keep buying into all this stuff that's led us right up the garden path. It's going to lead us over the cliff soon if we don't hurry up and wake up.
Well, what would you expect to a country that worships a family of inbreeders who have a gaggle of lackeys who have copious amounts of money and no social concern, who are from a different country, to run your life?
Well, yes, I could use some fairly powerful language, Vinny. I agree entirely, but I won't cut into expletives. But yeah, it really does. It does just about drive me insane. Yeah, when you have all this sort of carry on going on, and it's medieval, the kind of thinking that surrounds the Blue Rinse Brigade and the National Party, for example. All this fawning to England and the entrenchment of snobbery, and look where it's got England to right now: 250,000 on the streets, and the police saying they're concerned about the riots, particularly around the royal wedding, because the downtrodden, the great unwashed, they've had a gutsful, Vinny, and they are standing up. They've had a bloody gutsful, and so have we too here. We're not interested in this sort of crap anymore.
Yeah, well, see, this is the marriage between the current leading inbred swine of a guy who wishes to be reincarnated as a deadly virus to help solve overpopulation, and the other person is the descendant of a royal like guy who was like a total butcher who was totally shunned from the royal family. So it's basically they're now reaching out to incest with other old relatives again. You know.
Oh, been doing really, if you really want, if you want to take it to the end of the year, they've actually been getting it off with each other for hundreds of years, and it's got to stop. It just has to stop, man. One hopes that it will stop peacefully, but the fear is out there now that when the royal wedding goes down in London, that the riots will break out, and unfortunately, people will probably get killed, Vinny.
I see that happening, man, because I've been looking at the petrol prices in England, and it is just unbelievably astronomical, man. And
well, it's getting up pretty high here. I've now talked to all of my friends there, and they think twice before they even get in their cars now.
So gradually, people are going to be more and more confined to home, and they're going to feel isolated, and they're going to be starving, and they're going to be angry, and they're going to be watching the TV, and they're going to be looking for something.
Well, watch out, Vinny. Here come the peasants, because this, you're talking about the bottom-up thing down here, and this is what real republicanism is about, empowering ordinary people. And by doing that, also, we need greater input into education. So these people start making informed decisions, and they start developing political action with a bit of passion. Well, you got your hands full if you're a conservative and you want to entrench this aristocratic snobbery which has been imported from England. And now, unfortunately, we've got a Prime Minister, John Key, is a royalist sycophant. And he seems to think it's cool, and he's reinstated the knighthood. And I think he's probably fishing for one himself. He wants to get to Buckingham Palace and get tapped on with a sword, because then he'll feel like he's really made it. You know, he's bragged about being a boy from a state house and being raised by his mother, and well, maybe he is a mummy's boy, and he needs to be tapped on the shoulder by the Queen, and then he'll know that, having filched all his millions, that now he just needs social acceptance by the snobs of England, and then he'll feel really comfortable to make him feel as though he's made it. This Parnell farmer who, in actual fact, we've allowed to run our country now.
Oh, this goes out to Prime Sinister John Key.
Yes, it does.
John Key the Honky works for Merrill Lynchy and Federal Reserve, and he's going to tax you right up there. Yeah, you're not going to survive his reign untouched. You're listening to the Vinny Eastwood Show, and you won't survive ours either. We'll be right back.
I got some so-called friends, they'll smile right to my face, all when my back is turned. They like to bury me without a trace. Oh no, no. Oh no, no. There's only one thing I need to know. Who's that? Are you?
And welcome back, ladies and gents. Welcome back to the Vinny Eastwood Show on AmericanFreedomRadio.com and incidentally, the Vinny Eastwood Show.com. Proudly brought to you in collaboration with GuerrillaMedia.co.nz, broadcasting live from the future, from the sunny slave fluoride head capital of Auckland, New Zealand. And my very special guest, well, Kiwi collaborator for today, is Kerry Bevan from the Republic of New Zealand Party. Welcome back.
That's the one, Vinny.
Now, how many parties have you had to do with the Republic of New Zealand?
Well, we try and have the odd party, Vinny, but, you know.
Do you get on the sauce whilst in mid-political debate?
Well, I don't mind a drink occasionally, Vinny.
Yeah, well, I reckon, you know...
Restores your sanity, after all the terrible things that we've been talking about and the massive problem we've got to sort out here.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, the main thing is, though, don't panic! Okay.
Well, try not to, really. Try not to.
Yeah, yeah. The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy was right, at least.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Don't panic.
How do you mean? Okay.
Well... That's what's written on the front of the Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. Don't panic.
Yeah. Try not to.
Yeah. And that's the thing. When politics is being ensued in this current day and age, they leap from crisis to crisis as justification for what they already had planned anyway. For example,
well, there's a lack of vision, Vinny. There's a lack of vision that there has been for a long time in the leadership in this country. And you've now got, we've had populist politics for years now where you get out and they ask the people what they want, and to buy your vote, just most politicians and Labor and National, they just throw their principles out the window just to stay in power, and you see it all the time. Naked populism, it doesn't work. Leadership is about generating a vision that will attract commitment from those people who are commit to be citizens of the country, and to develop a plan that can drive things forward so that we can be prosperous and happy and successful. This hasn't been happening for decades.
But through the media, people are convinced that it is happening. I mean, I got articles in here saying
that... con job, Vinny, it's a con job.
Yeah, exactly. The whole thing is that the economy is so far in the toilet that the average New Zealander would not believe it. Okay? No. They seriously cannot fathom the hole that we're in. We're talking about a hole so deep that you cannot even see light at the end of the tunnel. And that's the very plan and agenda. What they've done is they've borrowed on all of us, on all of our banks, as securities to loan money from international banks so that they can get in debt, right? Mm. They've sold all of us out, all of our worth, like slaves, basically, to foreign banks. And now they're coming and the bills are due, okay? Now we have
to... There's a lot of truth in that, Vinny. There's a lot of truth. But a lot of our debt is private debt also, but these individuals are leading us well down the spiral too. And then, of course, then they just leave. Helen Clark's buggered off to New York. And when, after John Key screwed things up even more, he's going to shoot through to Hawaii and eat pizzas. Mm. You know, they've already got their escape door organised.
Yep. They've all got their underground bases to go to when the world goes to hell and the rabble start rising up.
Well, you look at these financial crooks like Briars. Well, the New Zealand police can't even muscle up an extradition order to haul him back from Sydney, where he's starting to do the same thing over there that he was doing here. Filch hundreds of millions off nice old ladies.
Mm.
You know, I've heard some fairly horrendous things that people would like to do to Mr. Briars, and... even prime ministers need to begin to watch out, because I was talking to a guy the other day who said maybe this country will wake up when we have our first political assassination. And people used to talk in that vein at times in the Muldoon era. Well, I'm starting to hear the same kind of talk now. These exploitive elites and financial manipulators, if they think they're just going to work the slaves over, well, some of the slaves... The impression I get is they're not that dumb, and they might do something about it.
Mm. Well, I would prefer a public execution after a trial sort of thing, because if let's say the government or the prime minister, let's say, got the country into so much debt when he didn't have to, that the entire country gets essentially repossessed by foreign banks.
Well, that's it. Well, these people don't tell us the truth. In the Labor government, Michael Cullen, thank goodness he's gone, he wouldn't even answer reasonable questions and was disguising this surplus for many years. We all knew it was a myth anyway. It wasn't real. And now you get people manipulating financial information like the Prime Minister does now. They're actually lying. They're not telling us the truth. And, of course, it's so bad, but the people do need to know, and what we need is this kind of transparency. But so many have left already, Vinny.
Kerry, what you just said there is exactly what I want to hear come out of the mouths of John Campbell, Mike McRoberts, and Hillary Barry, and all of these other mainstream media talking head retards.
They're in fear of their jobs, Vinny. They're too gutless to ask to go for the jugular. They're too gutless.
I want to hear them say the Prime Minister is lying. The Finance Minister is lying. Okay, they are, and we know they are, but they're too, like you said, too freaking gutless to say it.
That's right.
You know? And what kind of a pussy-ass media do we have in this country? I mean, are we New Zealanders or what?
Well, it's good. That's why it's good to be on your show, Vinny, because you do have to take it by the jugular, and congratulations to you for doing this. And that's right. We do have a pussy-ass media in this country. You only play the conventional line. A lot of the media is owned by private moguls, and... most journalists, they're in fear of their jobs, and for whatever reason, they're more interested in entertaining people than cutting to the truth. There's a fear of the truth in this country.
Well, I believe it's well founded.
Yeah, well, you come back to the difficult issue, Vinny, of, well, you know, some of these ratbags, in the end, like the Prime Minister, well, what do you do first? Do you shoot them or hang them, or do you hang them or shoot them? It's a bit difficult to know which to do first.
I say let's get our bases covered and do both, you know?
Okay. Then you can at least make sure the job's done properly.
Yeah, well, should we shoot them, then hang them, or hang them, then shoot them, should be the question.
Yeah, but quite serious. I think Mr. Key's honeymoon days are over now as we front some of these difficult issues. You sometimes get the feeling that we're looking at a boy on a man's job, quite frankly.
I don't know. I completely disagree. I think everybody who doesn't want John Key still doesn't want John Key, and everybody who did want John Key is stupid enough to believe that he's still doing a good job. And now with the extra added bonus for him to his election popularity, the Christchurch earthquake, he's the Prime Minister getting us through a crisis. He's going to amass an immense amount of loyalty from the public with his response to this crisis, even if his response is delayed, even if it appears whimsy or anything, response that he gives but gets him more votes. It's so convenient, you know. It's horrible to think in this way, but I think like a psychopath because I know that they do.
Well, you're probably one of the most better adjusted people in the country, Vinny.
Well, thank you. Coming from you, Kerry, that means an awful lot.
Like I say, if you don't laugh, it'll make you cry. And there is a fear of the truth.
We cling on to the laughter as if it's like this mothership that's going to take us back to E.T. Phone Home or something like that, because if you lose your sense of humour, you lose all your kind of ability to generate happiness.
Yeah, well, I've got nowhere else to go, Vinny. You've got nowhere else. All I can do is stay here and laugh and hope that it doesn't get too hysterical.
Do you think at one point, Kerry, we'll be like old, decrepit men sitting in the corner of a mental institution, cackling away as the world goes to hell around us?
Looking like it, Vinny.
Oh, wait. Or is that already going on?
I think it already is, but the real Republicans, the Republic of New Zealand Party, we're attempting to drive forward this vision and wake people up, and we hope that we can get more support. This will be the third time we've been on the ballot, and we just keep putting it out there in the hope. But, you know, it sometimes feel like you're holding on by your fingernails, Vinny.
Well, yeah, I mean, the Republican Party's motto, I believe, was close down extended mental institutions. And by that, I mean the government.
Yeah.
Because that's exactly what's wrong.
Well, actually, on the 1st of May, we'll be down with some fellow Australian Republicans and some other well-known dissidents. And we hope that people will turn up on the 1st of May at noon till 3 o'clock. That's a Sunday. Is the Idiots in Power demo at Parliament. And we'll be there with bells on because, in actual fact, we do have Idiots in Power. For all of you out there listening, I hope you'll make an effort to get along to the Idiots in Power demo on May the 1st between 12 and 3 at Parliament in Wellington, New Zealand, because we've got some big problems and we need to get rid of the idiots and we need to get some people there with a vision for the future. We'd like to see a few real Republicans in Parliament and make some big changes, like a constitution and binding referenda and getting some decent protocols in place. And, hey, we need a new flag. And, you know, we got a lot of flack for burning the flag at Parliament. Well, in actual fact, we're proud of it. Many New Zealanders think that we do need a new flag. And the thing that we object to is the Union Jack on our flag. We're not colonials. I am not a POM. And we need a new flag that represents the multicultural ideal of a country moving forward and feeling positive and secure in its own identity. We need this. And, we need to be looking forward, not backwards. We need to be looking forward to 2040, not backwards to 1840. You know, get into the modern world, New Zealanders, for heaven's sake. Kiwis can fly.
Yeah. Here's a campaign slogan for you.
Yep.
Don't be a good night Kiwi. Vote Republican.
Yeah, that's not bad. because a lot of them are asleep out there. There's sleepwalkers, sheep shaggers, royalists, sycophants, aberrant social engineers. I'm talking gay parenters here. You know, this is... I was talking to a woman the other day, and she said, oh, it reminds me of the decline of the Roman Empire, this gay parenting. I said, well, yes, we're not gay bashers, but children belong in a normal family environment. That's a father and a mother with them, or someone who is taking a father or a mother role. You know, this... You know, what chance does a child have of becoming normal? Well, look at Elton John and his friend, for example. What chance does that child have of being normal? Or where children are being raised in lesbian families. Now, let's be honest about this. I fear for the child. And so does our party. We believe in the normal heterosexual family model. And I think most people do.
Yeah, and the family unit as a whole has been falling under attack through the court systems for the favourites towards mothers and all of this kind of thing.
Precisely, Vinny, yes,
and,
exactly.
And the defathering of New Zealand is such a poignant problem that now if it's been revealed that if you have not had a strong father figure in your young life or throughout your years kind of thing for a long period of time, you are 80% more likely to develop a drug addiction.
Oh, yes, and there's all sorts of other terrible statistics too. You're more likely to become antisocial, you're like or less likely to achieve at school, your chances of becoming a criminal behind bars are increased, you're more likely to get mentally ill because the whole male role model is part of the normal development of any child, whether you're a girl or a boy. Girls need their fathers just as much as boys do. And unfortunately, and this is the poisonous legacy of the Clark Labor government, bringing in the advance of gay rights at the expense of heterosexual rights, and the Nationals buying this into. I understand Nikki Kaye here in Auckland wants to revive the hero parade. Well, we don't really care what gays do behind in their own bedrooms, but not very happy about you poncing up the Ponsonby Road.
One other thing, John Key decided that he would be good enough to visit the big gay out this year. Isn't that nice of him? You're listening to the Vinnie Eastwood Show on AmericanFreedomRadio.com, and we'll be right back after the break. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the show that's all about the lighter side of genocide. It's the Vinnie Eastwood Show on AmericanFreedomRadio.com and incidentally the VinnieEastwoodShow.com. Join us in the chat room there. And my very special guest is Kerry Bevan from the Republic of New Zealand Party. Kerry, welcome back.
Still here, Vinnie. Good on you.
Now, I'm wondering if this was a good idea. I want to like bounce something off you, if I may.
Yes.
What I want to do here with the show is all the minor parties like yours that aren't the mainstream ones, that don't get all the media coverage, I want to invite the leads of all those parties onto my show.
Okay? What a good idea, Vinny. What a wonderful idea. This is real democracy in action. If you're going to do that, Vinny, I'm available anytime you want to talk. I think it's a wonderful idea. You see, this is how democracy really begins to function. You need to get these minority voices out there. This is about driving the changes that we're talking about. And we're talking about revolutionary reforms here, what we need. We need big changes. The tinkering has to stop. We need boldness and courage and moral conviction, something that's been sadly lacking in our country and probably throughout many other parts of the world in recent years. But it's got to change. Otherwise, we're all going to hell on a handcart.
Well, yeah, I mean, stuff being centrist. I mean, look, the left has turned into, like, the pseudo-right, and the right's turned into the pseudo-left, so everybody's voting at these two blocks right in the middle. As far as I'm concerned...
I agree, Vinny. I call it crossover politics. At times, the left is leaping over to the other side to steal sections of the constituency, and likewise, the others are jumping across the line. And so they're jumping across the centre all the time. And funnily enough, that brings us to one of our major planks, is centronomics. We need an economic development package that is win-win, where you get workers and bosses cooperating and where you get assets protected and ratepayers' money used to protect fundamental infrastructure so that it's all there for us to work and develop and to grow with. We need cooperative endeavours in the economy, not this bank robbery stuff where the powerful and the money grab the money and run and have even more. We've now got an economic obscenity across the Western world. You've got a smaller number of people taking larger and larger blocks of wealth. Well, where are we going to end up? This is why you got 250,000 or whatever it was on the streets in London. The unrest is real now. And this is what's going to happen. I think New Zealanders are naive if they think that it's not going to happen. We've got a large underclass and disillusioned and angry people here now. If it continues down the same way, and John Key keeps engineering the trickle-up economically, organising money to his mates and rigging GST such that it punishes the poor and rewards the rich, then you are increasing the division and there is going to be widespread social unrest. And I think the national government is naive if they think that sooner or later, you keep on going down this track, there'll be an explosion in South Auckland. We have rising crime and all this. These are not good signals. And you've just been cued across the Muslim world about unrest and bottom-up movements, and now it's happening in London too. Well, New Zealand is not exempt, and neither is the United States or anywhere else in the world. If you keep crushing the poor, sooner or later, the peasants will rise up and bite you on the bum.
Well, yeah, and this is the reason why we need to expose the fact that our country and our businesses and most of our essential services is basically are controlled by a predatory elite. That's what people need to understand about the elite.
I like that phrase, Vinny, a predatory elite. They are predators.
They are evil.
They have no morality. I was talking to a financier the other day, and funnily enough, I'll quote, he said, "What's morality got to do with it, Kerry? We're talking about making money. They do not care. They just don't care, Vinny. And it's not good enough. And I think more and more people are beginning to wise up to this. We need a return to community. We need some social conscience out there. And people need a fair go. And our centronomics economic policies are specifically designed around that to bring all participators, bosses and workers, to the economic table to grow the cake and we can all have a bigger slice and be happy." And, you know, when you've got a few million dollars, how many more million do you need? Well, some of these billionaires, it's just a silly game, you know. The guy on the highest pile of money, is he closest to heaven? Well, you know, people like the Dalai Lama and that, they had things to say about this. These sorts of profound issues are coming into the public debate now, and you're beginning to see these mass movements across the world, and like I say, New Zealand ain't exempt. We've got a lot of unhappy people here now too.
And if you'd like to see more of Kerry's work, and in fact the discussion about the revolutionary reform in New Zealand, you can go to Mr. News Guerrilla Media, the YouTube channel. And what was the name of the video, Kerry? I forget now. The Conference for Revolutionary Reform.
We held the first constitutional conference for revolutionary reform in New Zealand ever, and we held it a couple of weeks ago here. And I think I was very pleased some of the leading dissidents in New Zealand came along to have their say. I was much heartened by what was said and discussed there. We had the Rosalind Noonan from the Human Rights Commission, and I could tell by the look on her face that some of the messages that we were sending out and talking about, she was concerned about the protection of human rights. And Anthony Ravlich was there. His book Freedom from Our Social Prisons is on about this, about the New Zealand tragedy and the disempowerment of ordinary people and the problems of the underclass. Couldn't agree more with him. And we were so pleased about it. We've decided that we are going to run with the second.
All right. The second constitutional conference. Watch out for that on the VinnieEastwoodShow.com. And GorillaMedia.co.nz. Ladies and gentlemen, this first hour has been absolutely rip-roaring and fantastic. Kerry Bevins from the Republic of New Zealand Party. Check him out. And we'll be right back next hour. Ladies and gentlemen, stay tuned. Eastwood Show on AmericanFreedomRadio.com and incidentally the VinnieEastwoodShow.com, proudly brought to you in collaboration with GorillaMedia.co.nz, New Zealand's unconventional news. This is the lighter side of genocide. And one thing I'd like to reflect on just in this, in light of our previous guest, is that I'm, well, shall we say, a bit confused as to how people could vote for any major party at all. From where I'm looking, every single party that anyone would ever want to actually vote for is, in fact, on the fringes and are relatively unsupported. Those are all the people that need all everybody's support. And the parties that are already on the inside and in there, they're useless. They're pathetic because the agenda continues. Right? And namely, one of the reasons is because people think that this is just a national problem. It is not isolated. It is everywhere. Everything is corrupt. Every political system is being taken over in some way, shape, or form. And everybody's rights are being subverted. So don't support the mainstream establishment thing or whatever. Instead, you know, listen to some decent people like the people I will have on the show from minority parties in New Zealand that would never, never get any airtime. You know, that's the problem in this country and in most countries around the world. All the people that have original ideas and actual solutions for the problems that we face as a society never get any freaking airtime. Okay, and as this one of my duties in life is to give the underdog a say, gad nabbit. And I'm just going to basically use it as an excuse as well to meet all the most amazing people that I could ever, you know, conceive of. You know, like interviewing G. Edward Griffin, for example. Oh my God, that was so awesome. Can't believe it. And the world's my freaking oyster. I'm pumped. I get up every morning and I decide to, you know, mess with the New World Order just a little bit more. I decide that I'm going to try and free my people by freeing their minds or doing whatever, just a little bit more. And I pray and I hope that I do not turn into some description of sociopath who lusts after power and dominance and corruption and all of those other icky, disgusting things that we see as so commonplace in our politicians and criminal elites alike. Now, I would wonder, of course, ladies and gentlemen, whether or not you know anybody personally who would run for your local council. You know, somebody would be otherwise completely uninterested and just say to him, hey, look, man, there's nobody else to vote for. You need to go in there, right? Seriously, we're freaking counting on you, man. You can pull us out of this. We're just going to vote for you, all right? Help the local campaigners. All of those people that have no support but a great message, you need to help them in some small way, shape, or form, word of mouth, particular leaflet, anything to help out during election year for people whose voices should be far more usefully heard than those that are currently being perpetuated on mainstream media. You're listening to The Vinnie Eastwood Show on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And incidentally, TheVinnieEastwoodShow.com. Check out our fabulous archives and also check out GorillaMedia.co.nz. We'll be right back with some more unconventional news. Fisherman to his government. There's too much confusion. The nuclear pressure can't release. Oh, yes, it can. Welcome to the show that's the lighter side of genocide. We may all be doomed, but at least we can't have to be gloomy about it. You know? For goodness sake. There's people on the other side of the world from you, even on the direct opposite side of the world, as currently it's 12:09 p.m. in New Zealand, and it is 12:01 a.m. in the UK, where my fabulous guest, Patrick Lynch, joins me now. Patrick, welcome to the Vinnie Eastwood Show. I'd love to get your sort of background. Could you give us a little bit of a breakdown about who you are and what you've been doing on radio for the past couple of years?
Thank you very much. It's my pleasure to be here, Vinny. Thanks for the invitation, by the way. For about 3 years, I had a chat room, and I was playing videos, and there was a chat room and webcams, and people discussed what was happening, and that's where I got the full picture of what was happening. I decided to start my own chat room and play videos and things. And eventually I got a little radio slot on TNS Radio in Ireland. And we parted company, and now I'm with the Exchange in Times Radio. And for about 3 years, pretty much 24 hours, I have been known to fall asleep on air sometimes. I've been battling away, chiseling away at the New World Order block. I'm a landscaper by trade. I'm not working at the moment. I'm just devoting myself to this. Hopefully the people from the job centre aren't listening. Otherwise, I just haven't heard it. So I take the money from the New World Order and I use it against them. It's nice.
But, well, yeah. You know, that's the best way to do it, man. You know,
yeah, so I've just been spreading the word as much as I can, and it's amazing the feedback you get, and it's amazing the amount of feedback you don't get. But just now and again, somebody will say, I saw your piece, I heard your piece about the vaccines. I'm not going to vaccinate my child. I am going to eat more organic food now. You mentioned the GMO threat. And all I didn't notice them big crosses in the sky. Cheers. So that makes it all worthwhile, you know?
Yeah. A lot of people are questioning stuff as they walk around, and they kind of think that the things aren't quite right, and they can't figure them out until somebody points out, that's what this is. So that's the whole point of getting engaged in media with this type of talk, because, hey, people really need it.
They do, and there's a glut of information out there. There's a glut of disinformation out there. Paid alcoholics and drug addicts who just sit there and troll all day, you know, and they're very successful at splitting up online communities that are desperate to form some kind of nucleus to be able to hit the streets with and organize themselves properly. Lawful rebellion and free man kind of topics have been big in the last few years, and they've provided some solutions in regard to common law and how powerful that can be, how it can empower you. But ultimately, you still have to face them in court in their satanic kind of cult of Saturn court system. Now, England, I'm talking from the English perspective here. I'm of Irish descent. I've got family in New Zealand, by the way, in the Cook Islands and Auckland, I think, and Melbourne, actually, as well, Australia. So that part of the world does interest me and worry me a lot. I do take a great interest in your part of the world, especially because I have family there. But I'm in the centre of the New World Order here, and I'm desperate to get out. Somebody help! Give me a canoe or something! I'm 50 miles away from the Queen of England, for God's sake. The Saxe-Coburg-Gotha-Merovingian tart.
They say you can smell her before you can see her.
I wouldn't know. I mean, lizard tongue's not quite up to shape at the moment. By the way, just for the record, I don't do lizards and I don't do aliens, and it's a bunch of nutty, psychopathic gangsters that run the planet and not somebody from planet Pop-Tart. So I'd get that out of there. But I'm in the centre of the New World Order, and I went to the Royal Institute of International Affairs. I knocked on their door. There was nobody there. It was literally a stone's throw away from the Queen of England, and we know they set the policy. It's Royal Institute of International Affairs, Council on Foreign Relations, Trilateral Commission, blah, blah, blah. We know who runs the planet. It's the bankers. So I'm not interested in the left-right paradigm, but people in England are more asleep, I've noticed, than any other country on the planet. We have the most cameras here. We have high street wardens, okay? We even have teachers confiscating your mobile phone, your cell phone, and deleting things on it that might be whatever. And it's a total police state. We have community support officers. We have a nice little militia going here, a nice little neo-Nazi militia being built up to deal with any problems. We had the big march in London. There was 500,000 people, and the provocs, I call them, the agents provocateurs, were out in force in good numbers, being anarchistic and controlled opposition. It was pathetic. There was an 80-year-old man punched in the face, knocked to the ground. That didn't get on the mainstream media, which is owned and controlled by the bankers. Same people that are robbing and raping everyone as we speak. So I'm in the centre of it, and I'm very surprised I haven't got a knock on the door myself yet. What about you?
Oh, well, you know, I can't wait for the day that black men... That men in black uniforms knock on my door, because I'll have my camera out, lickety split, and I'll film them beating the crap out of me, and then it'll simultaneously get me out of whatever charges that I'm on, and also really be used as a great way to demonize the police cracking down on activists and media profiles that question the establishment. Ba-boom. I should be so lucky.
Vinny, it's all very well being hard and tough against these fellas, but the main...
No, I'll go down like a lump noodle.
The main question is, I mean, what are you going to wear? Red and black, you know, you're always on a winner already, aren't you? The blood and the black uniforms, it's colour coordination, isn't it? I mean, you've got to look good when you're fighting tyranny, right?
Well, yeah, I mean, if you have a nice press suit, like if you're like, you know, Agent Smith in the Matrix kind of thing, you know, like these big dudes in heavy equipment come through the door trying to kill you or something like that, and you just gracefully beat the crap out of them and leave them all lying on the floor and stuff like that and go, pull out your kung fu.
I've just had a funny thought. Can you imagine if we were in Nazi Europe now, sort of chatting, and we developed our own little radio station? You invited me on as a guest, and, you know, the Nazis are listening in, thinking, well, it's about time we pull the plug on these guys, you know? It feels like
that. Oh, yeah. They'd probably dress up as Polish troops and come and try and shut us down.
Burn down their own...
Yeah!
Burn down their own Rupert Murdoch office or something.
Yeah. And then blame it on these two communist terrorists who are on the airwaves.
The boogeyman would be bin Nazi or something.
Yeah. Osama bin Nazi, and he was arrested alongside Osama bin Muslim.
Who are these guys? This George Soros character. He used to collect people, Jewish people, from their homes 60 years ago and stick them on trucks and deal with all their belongings and stuff. And now he's funding every kind of hit operation in the media going, and he's funding Eastern European revolutions and half of the revolutions going on, or so-called revolutions, popular uprisings, that's a Masonic note, in North Africa. I mean, who are these people? Who are these creeps? Where do they come from? Are they bred specially? I think they are, for the purpose. Well, they're old men.
Well, you know, it's a funny thing. You grow old by the definitions you've set for yourself while you're young. Okay, now these guys have set the definition that life for other people has no real value. They just need to protect themselves and collect as much wealth and power as humanly possible, right? Whereas you or I, for example, while we were young, we figured out that those people are doing it, and they're acting like predators towards everybody, and they must be stopped by any means necessary.
It is okay? A predator class, yeah.
And it has produced two very different, distinct groups of individuals, those who want to enslave and those who will not be enslaved.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Right? So everything in the universe, I reckon, you know, like physics says, for every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. We are a natural progressive cycle of the criminal elite, okay? Anybody who tries to screw over the planet will naturally have many forms of resistance plucking out of the freaking woodwork, you know? And this is what I find. There's so many people waking up everywhere. It's going absolutely nuts out there. People are thirsting, lusting for the truth. Mm. They're lusting to have a crack at the very dark hand that ensnares them.
It is encouraging to see they've spent billions and trillions on mind control and media manipulation of our species, dumbing us down so we lose our very survival instincts, and still we rise and rise and rise.
Well, you can't stop a force whose time has come.
That's it. That's it.
And this is what makes the New World Order now very dangerous, though, because they see this awakening, they see this uprising, and they are now very scared that, hey, they might actually lose it. The plan that they've had set in motion for a long, long time, decades at the minimum, has culminated now in a sort of, you know, take them all out and shoot them type of mentality, where eugenics operations are being implemented all simultaneously to screw everybody up right at the same time. And they're just going to what? You know, waltz onto their little underground bases, which they've stocked over the last couple of years with copious quantities of freeze-dried food and able to support a couple of million people worldwide for a number of years. So they'll just hide down there while everything goes to crap up here. Is that the plan?
Good luck with that. It's a bunker mentality, isn't it? You know, I feel a bit like that myself sometimes. But I wouldn't like to be in these so-called think tank shoes right now, because Rockefeller must at some point say, hold on a second, we've spent all this money, you're fired, and we're going to shoot you. You're rubbish. Because how come all these people are waking up if your science of mass manipulation is so good? It obviously isn't. They're trying to cover. I've studied them like yourself. Know your enemy. It's a good adage. I've studied them, their psychopathic nature themselves. Bertrand Russell, Aldous Huxley. They write books on it. You know, it's all there to see. And how they breed. Bertrand Russell, Quigley, Huxley's, the Huxley brothers, both eugenicists. They were literally, and I mean literally, bred for the purpose. So they're some of the most brilliant, illuminated minds on the planet of their time, and they're still around today. They're in the think tanks. But their job is to cover every variable so they can hang on to their power. They haven't covered every variable. That's why they're scared. They're control freaks. Quintessentially, they are control freaks, and they're losing control because we're coming at them big time. And I talk about real radio, you know what I mean? It's exciting when I think about it. Like, whoa! I feel like I've just been let out of detention. We haven't even begun to shake the bars of our cage yet. And when we do, they'll just disintegrate.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah. Oh,
every
wow.
day I wake up, I'm like, what can I do now? You know?
And not everybody can like speak like we do, like on the radio, you know, with all the fervor and passion, you know. And sometimes it requires a lot of training and experience in the keys, as we both are. But just remember, as long as you just decide to start doing it and you keep doing it, you'll get better and better and better, and eventually, you'll make something happen. You know, it's impossible to keep working at something and have nothing happen. It's impossible.
I'm just reading what you said there. Maybe we should add another definition to government in Wikipedia. Noun, a criminal organization that thirsts for total dominance over all life within its sphere of influence.
It's kind of, you know, I don't mean to be cynical, but...
I am, yeah, I say that. I don't mean to be a cynic, but I am.
Yeah,
well, you've got to be. Apparently there's three stages in life. You're an idealist... And then you're a cynic, and in old age, you're a philosopher. Well, I think I'll just get stuck at cynic and just carry on fighting, you know?
Well, it's sane to be optimistic when you're young. It's strange to be optimistic when you're middle-aged, and it's insane to be optimistic when you're old. You know, and this is... I love my own sense of humor a lot because, hey, it bats away all the oppression and all the nastiness around me, and it's just kind of evaporates.
Yeah.
You know, it's like a shield of protection or something. Ha! You can't hurt me. I've got a righteous cackle.
Like a mad video game. We're on the biggest level so far, and we've just tucked into the extra level.
Yeah. What I find strange is when
Temple of Doom and Gloom.
The Temple of Doom and Gloom. Yeah.
We have the Zoom on Doom and Gloom.
Oh, we've cornered the room on Doom and Gloom, man.
But it is refreshing. I can't believe I found you. I can't remember how I found you. It must have been on YouTube or something. I think somebody sent me your video of the conspiracy rant, you know, which was superb. And it's refreshing to hear someone like yourself, very knowledgeable and eloquent, with a good sense of humour.
And it's the thing that defines me in radio. I think, you know, you're supposed to play with your strengths and go with what you're familiar with. And there's no rules on American Freedom Radio, save one. You have to have fun, okay?
Oh.
And that's
fun I can do. I can do fun. Funny I can do.
Yeah. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Vinny Eastwood Show. We have the Godfather all the way from the UK. His name is Patrick Lynch. And boy, does he have a deal for you. We have 1945 Tommy guns with real barrels of ammunition. Ready to ship out to you, straight gangster, courtesy of a stockpile that he has in his garage.
The Honourable Lord Don.
Dun, 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 dun.
Ireland is under the same terrorist New World Order threat as we are, and I've spent a lot of time speaking to the people back home. I call it home because my mother was from there, and they're under the same tyranny. I mean... But they have 75% of their water supply fluoridated, medicated. In England, we don't. The next county to me, Hampshire, I'm in Dorset on the south coast, a judge passed a rule, yeah, we can put fluoride in the water, it's fine. But Ireland, 5% fluoridated. So if you're wondering why the Irish haven't risen up yet, that's probably why.
Oh, yeah. You're listening to the Vinny Eastwood Show, my very special guest, is Patrick Lynch coming at us from the realm of the Queen.
and it
is dark, and the very air you breathe is an acrid smoke.
Black sunrise, shadow coming over the sky. Black sunrise,
always gonna be a surprise, 'cause we don't know.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Vinnie Eastwood Show on AmericanFreedomRadio.com and incidentally the VinnieEastwoodShow.com, proudly brought to you by GorillaMedia.co.nz, New Zealand's unconventional news. Thank you very much for listening to The Lighter Side of Genocide. I'm sure that it helps with your heart palpitations that you get as a result of your country being overtaken by scumbags.
Where are they?
Oh, my God. It's so terrible. Hey, is the census happening where you are as well, Patrick?
It is. I had a nice visit the other day. I was sitting in the sunshine, and this lady came up to me and said, have you filled in your census form? No. Did you get your census form? No. Will you be filling it in? No. Oh, I must remind you, it's a legal requirement. I said, no, it isn't. Oh, it is a legal requirement. Actually, no, it isn't. There's no law. It's just a statute. This is a criminal government, and I'm sovereign, and the criminal government has no jurisdiction over me. Oh, well, I can guarantee that somebody will visit you, your address. I said, they're most welcome, but I'm not going to do the census. I said, it's the same system that set up and collates all your information that existed in Nazi Europe. Where are you from? She said, I'm from Finland. And then I remembered the Finns were Nazi collaborators.
Well, actually, weren't they invaded by Russia? And then after Russia invaded them, they got invaded by the Germans? It was something like that. I forget which country it was. I think it might have been Norway, actually. Yeah, it was Norway. The Germans and the Russians were working together at the start of the war to try and take out Scandinavia and all that, you know. And this is the thing. We wind up being enemies afterwards and enemies during and friends all at the same time, and it mixes up everything. But the reality of the fact is every single faction in the freaking Second World War was funded by the elite.
I listen to Alan Watt a lot, and I unfortunately broke my shoulder last January. So I was laid up for quite a few months, and I've just listened to Alan Watt, his old shows, and so I've been absorbing a lot of real history, you know, from a real expert. And what I learned was that things that I held dear, that I cried about because I was happy, like Nelson Mandela coming out or the fall of the Berlin Wall, was all just part of the program. Europe had to be, Germany had to be... go through reunification to bring in this new world order, European Union, which was set up by the Nazis. Everything had to move into a new system. That's why it was taken down. It wasn't the people that really brought that down. That's quite sad. And Gorbachev said, yeah, we're moving into a new world order, you know, but it'll be kind of atheism kind of new world order. And Gorbachev was another one of my heroes, and Lech Walesa from Poland. I was like, oh God, the list goes on. So you learn that the Cold War was also staged to keep us in fear for a good length of time until this European Union really kicked off. And it was the merging of the two systems, the kind of the fascism and the socialism. And it would be an extended version of socialism. Apparently the elite, they pride themselves on the collectivist model. They love the Marxists, you know. So we're being brought into a Soviet world system now. It is disappointing. So whenever I hear of a new uprising there or a new popular rebellion there, I'm naturally sceptical, thankfully. And that is truly waking up, understanding the historical perspective from 4,000 years, you know?
Yeah, I mean, there's a difference between being sceptical and being cynical, okay? Maybe we're sceptical because we're cynical, but... there's a difference.
Well, we're used to being lied to now. Everything you see on the news, you sit there with your arms folded, like, what mush are they going to spurt out now? It's a fascinating kind of study in some cases. The BBC is a complete arm of the government, and I'm pissed off about that because I used to hold them in high esteem for their independence. What a mug!
there's people that are like cartoon fumbling characters. They're like freaking Mr. Magoo at best, but they're like Mr. Magoo that's also like Mac the freaking knife. Like, you know, like they got a dagger concealed. They're gonna stab you up and like leave you to ooze and blood and bleed out in the cold dark street like freaking Jack the Ripper. You know,
but he was a Mason as well.
Oh, the coincidence theorists. You know.
Coincidence theorists, yeah. You know, these guys who sit on the BBC and spurt out your rubbish for you, they're actually intelligence guys.
Yeah.
Huh. I mean, what's the media like there in New Zealand? I mean, is it all...
Exactly the same. The producers. There's a Canadian producer who's employed by some intelligence agency. I haven't figured out which yet. To control the content that comes out of Television New Zealand studios. There's many show ideas and concepts for shows that have been brought forth by people that I know to the presenters and such like that, and they've all been cut off by this woman. All right, so yeah, it does go on. The intelligence agencies are in control of the media. Why do you think all this stuff has been kept secret for so long?
Yeah.
Okay, it can't be done.
It's an incredible system, you know. It's an incredible system, just how deep it goes. How it completely controls every facet of anything we may be exposed to.
Mm.
I do watch films now, but I watch it from the viewpoint of what are they trying to program people with, you know? I mean, Lindsay Williams, who's on the Alex Jones show all the time, I run the Free Truth show, by the way, on These Changing Times Radio, shameless plug, thank you. When Lindsay Williams talks about the elite having a long-term plan and... I mean, it gives you an idea just how deep this rabbit hole goes and how much of a grasp they have on every facet of what we're exposed to. You really have to study these war films coming out. Lindsay Williams talked about the war films that are coming out in the next couple of years. He said that last year. And this Battlefield Los Angeles crap. I mean, I had to sit through that, man. But it's alien programming. It's... false flag.
They're preparing people.
They're preparing for that. Project Bluebeam. Mm-hmm. And apparently that's quite a touchy one to go too deeply into, Project Bluebeam, which makes me even more curious. A lot of people have suffered and disappeared just talking about that. I think that's a big one, and I'd like to make a prediction now on your show that they're going to try and pull something at the 2020 Olympics in London.
2020 Olympics. You think the human race is still going to be around by then?
Sorry, 2012 Olympics.
2012 Olympics. Hey, now that sounds exactly like what a New World Order scumbag would do, because there's the nice symbolism of the torch, which was a Nazi tradition, being lit. And then at that very moment, an alien craft comes down and everybody goes, oh my goodness, there's aliens it's and Jesus such. When really, it's just a classified design or something that nobody's seen before, and they just assume that it's alien because they've never seen anything like it before. And then, you know, they come down now that we're all just a humanity and there's aliens out there, we need a world government. Wait, who's our representative? Oh, yeah, that's right. It's that physicist chick from Malaysia that the UN appointed as the alien ambassador. Great. And
also, they've got to be nasty, right, so they can unite humanity and look good. It's the pièce de... That would be the pièce de résistance, problem, reaction, solution. They've got to be nasty, guys, so Obama can save the world or something, you know.
Well, apparently somebody called Rick Clay predicted that as well. What you just said. Hmm.
What, 2012 Olympics?
Yeah.
Right. No, I'm not aware of that guy, but I've just got...
Hey, well, you know, and this just comes to a point...
I kind of sniff about things, don't you? And that keeps coming back to me, you know?
Well, that was the point...
Have you seen the sign for the Olympics? You tip it up and down, chuck it around, it says Zion. I mean, it's a joke.
Zion from the Olympics? I'm sorry.
The Olympic symbol for the 2012 Olympics. If you check it out, shuffle the letters around, it spells Zion.
Hmm. Now, very strange.
But I don't personally believe Zionists and Jews run the world. I think they're a bunch of satanic, Luciferian gobshites, and I don't believe in the devil. But these guys do, and that's how they control their minions below them, or just below the capstone of the pyramid.
I am blessed by the power of Lucifer, and you will serve me, and you will eat small children with a knife and fork.
Well, actually, they do. I'm sure they do. I'm sure they do. I know about these satanic scumbags. In England, for example, there was Holly Grieg. She was 14 when she eventually came out and said, my dad's been raping me, and so are the judges and the social workers and the doctors, the lawyers, and this. And it goes right to the British cabinet. Gordon Brown is on record, well known in all three intelligence services, Israel, Mossad, MI6, MI5, and US intelligence, well known to be a practicing paedophile. Kissinger too. This is the root of them. This is who we're dealing with. I'm sorry.
Not to do a gross pun or anything, but this is the root of it.
The root. Right, I just got that. Yeah.
That's really bad. I'm sorry, man. Like the elite, I saw an opportunity and I just went for it. Sorry, go ahead.
You create an opportunity out of a crisis, don't you? I understand that.
I'm an Emmanuel citizen.
But, these guys run satanic paedophile rings like you wouldn't imagine, and it goes right to the heart of cabinet. And it was all due to come out, you know? And they put a 100-year block on it. When you get these school shootings in Scotland, he procured children for businessmen and MPs and things. It was all Masonic and just disgusting, you know. These guys, I mean, I don't personally believe in the death penalty, but it's like, you know. But that makes me a racist terrorist, obviously, because I'm criticising the government, you know.
Yeah, well, it's my bad, really. I apologise if I appear insensitive, but I have had quite a few people on this show who have had their children kidnapped by Child Protective Services and sexually assaulted and things of this nature. They're used as a way to basically provide a nice supply of fresh meat to the underpants of powerful individuals, in a nutshell. If you pardon the pun.
You've done it again, haven't you? it is laughable. You have to laugh at it because it's so sick. But getting back to the alien thing, as I say, I don't believe aliens run the planet. It's a massive, massive distraction. And some people, have you noticed, get really offended when you don't believe in aliens? Well, what are you, you know? And they're so pulled into this. Be wary of any technology that claims to be from another world or anyone writing about this stuff, because they add on the alien agenda. They give you lots of truths, and there are public figures out there that we know very well in the truth movement that add on the alien agenda. And they're told, early on, you'll be a best-selling author, you'll be this, you'll be that, just add on. You can say whatever you like. You can help people. You'll still be helping people to wake up. Just talk about the aliens and we'll give you a free rein. That's the way it works. It's a control mechanism, a distraction, a big one. That's big money too.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Child trafficking, human trafficking, you bet it goes on, and you bet that it exists at the highest levels. And if you do something in Parliament that's very, very naughty, or if you question the authenticity of a weapons portfolio, perhaps, and suddenly get found dead in a field miles from anywhere, it was just suicide. Nothing happened to them. No. You're listening to the Vinnie Eastwood Show on AmericanFreedomRadio.com and incidentally the Vinnie Eastwood Show.com, proudly brought to you in collaboration with GuerrillaMedia.co.nz. And we'll be right back.
I was toting my pack along the dusty Winnemucca Road when along came a semi with a high-end canvas-covered load. If you're going to Winnemucca Mac with me, you can ride. And so I climbed into the cab and then I settled down inside. He asked me if I'd seen a road with so much dust and sand, and I said, listen, I've traveled every road in this here land. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the deserts bare, man. I breathe the mountain air, man. I travel, I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere. I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Vinnie Eastwood Show. We're going out everywhere, man. Oh, man. It's unfortunate when connections and things of that nature, when technology fails, it's very, very unfortunate. So we have lost our very special guest, Patrick Lynch. But it was my absolute esteemed. And if I had a webcam on right now, you'd be able to see me prostrating myself and, you know, like waving forward with the arms and like bowing before thee in a certain worshipping type fashion. At the very awesomeness of my very special guest. Now, what is up with the world today, I believe, is that this year, 2011, is the absolute most important year at this point in time. Okay? Right, we've got a lot of things happening simultaneously. It's like election year for like all the main Western countries. There's food prices are going to be astronomical, same with oil prices. So we're going to experience a massive economic depression and possibly a lot of starvation. A lot of radiation in the air as well is going to sterilize people slightly. So essentially, if one were to be doom and gloom, which occasionally I like to dabble, basically we're all screwed. Yep, that's about as clear as it can be. If you want to have a look at Patrick Lynch's work, the Free Truth Show on YouTube, if you search Free Truth Show or youtube.com/Free Truth Show, one word, you can see his work, and he's working along very hard there in England to get the truth out. And it's very important because, like he said, it is the center of the New World Order. The City of London, the most fabulous little financial hub that the devil ever devised. Apparently, did you know the Queen has to get special permission by the Mayor of London in order to actually come into London? And she has to have like all these guards and stuff. It is quite astounding how freakish the traditions of life are. Have you even been to like unemployment office or tried to talk with some description of bureaucrat or something along those lines, and you don't have any idea what they're talking about? They're just not making sense. Okay, there's a reason for that. It's because they're not making sense. Because they've been taught to be insane. Essentially, that's what the whole method and current model of working really is. It's teaching you to think that insanity, borderline on totally nut basket, or as they would say, a few burritos short of a Mexican platter, to use the parlance of Texas. Because, hey, if you were going to run an insane system, you'd have to teach everybody to be insane to keep working away at those gears until they die. Sounds pretty crazy to me. Therefore, it's quite logical. But I could be wrong. Maybe I'm the crazy one. Okay, I'm the one who's like laughing at genocide and horrific things and all of that kind of stuff. But, you know, I mean, let's face facts here. I'm just doing something new and I expect to face criticism. And, well, basically, I'm going to respond to each criticism the way that I normally do. I'm going to listen to it, really try and change myself if it has validity. Okay? This is a constantly evolving process. I was told by a 35-some-odd-year-old man that I'm just kind of, you know, figuring stuff out and, you know, I'll never think the same thing at 26 that I do at 36 and what. And I was just like, well, no kidding, right? I know things at 26 that I had no idea that I'd get into by 25. I mean, last year I gave up smoking. And this year I'm taking the radio show to a next stage and launching a television show and a whole bunch of other stuff, you know. It's an exponential freight train that I find myself enjoying, you know. And mostly in part it's because people enjoy what I've got to say, what I'm doing, all the videos that I put out. And my very greatest fear is that all of it will go to my head and I'll stop being the fun-loving, give a homeless guy a ride home after you talk with your producer kind of guy, as I did, and I'll turn into some description of sociopath or scary person who would use my position in radio to get ahead in a naughty way. You know, I mean, it's all very well being good-intentioned, but I think, you know, checks and balances on yourself do in fact have to be as strict as you possibly can make them. And let's face it, man, we're all corruptible, okay? The only person who thinks that they're incorruptible will be the person who winds up getting corrupted inevitably. The person who thinks that they are corruptible, that's constantly checking themselves for signs of it, that's the person who will hopefully, and this is just a theory on my part, I have no evidence to back this up whatsoever, hopefully that'll be the person who will resist corruption the longest, the person who does everything out in the light of day and takes criticism on a daily basis, as I do. That's my theory and my hope. You're listening to The Vinnie Eastwood Show on AmericanFreedomRadio.com and incidentally, TheVinnieEastwoodShow.com, the lighter side of genocide. Check us out on GorillaMedia.co.nz. Fabulous articles there, and check out our sponsors on the website. Those of you in the United States, you definitely need some thyroid support right now with all the radiation coming on to you, and the listeners in Japan as well. Most definitely, New Zealand's not sold out, conveniently enough, so you can get yourself some nice thyroid support. Prevent that iodine cancer-causing stuff from killing you. Might be a bright idea. We'll see you again sometime, ladies and gentlemen, for the lighter side of genocide.